Blog Talk Radio.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, hello there. It's 30JK on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, my name is Jason Kelly. 4 o'clock in the p.m. on a Friday afternoon. Rocking and rolling and non-stopping and hip-hopping and all that good shit. Yeah, baby. Jason Kelly. Uh-huh. All right. Let's feel the beat. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us today a very good friend of mine, all the way from my hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And this guy is everywhere online, man. He even had a spot with 106 in Park. Yes, that 106 in Park. And responsible for this. Listen. Oh my gosh. Can you believe it? All right. Just a little something to get you started. Ladies and gentlemen, with me right now, rapper, actor, and activist, ready to drop it on you like it's hot, Mr. Michael Hagler III, a.k.a. the one and only Big Mike on 30JK right now.
Yeah.
And I see the phone lines are already lit up. 347-857-2310 or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. That's JKFX, the number 4, LIFE, all capital, all one word, spread the word, and you know that word. Big Mike, how you doing, sir?
Man, what's going on, Jason Kelly, man? What's good?
Yes. I just played a little sample of Get It Crackin'. Get It Crackin'. Now, before we get on to the audience here, I want some background on you.
Okay, that's cool.
So tell us and the rest of 30JK Nation where you're from and how you got to be where you are today.
Man, what's going on, everybody, man? It's your boy Big Mike. It's Big Mike time. I want to thank Jason Kelly for having me on this show. But to answer your question, man, social media is how I got to where I'm at today. All social media, you know what I'm talking about? Just Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, just promoting. If it wasn't for internet, if it wasn't for social media sites, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Man, and you even got yourself a spot on 106 in Park. Now tell me how that got started.
Well, pretty much how came to play, you know, I seen 106 in Park looking for a new host. So me and my homegirl Kennedy, we hopped on it. We made our audition tape, and we just started promoting, and it went viral, man. A lot of people pretty much seen the video, and a lot of people was hoping that we, you know, had that spot on One of Sun Park, but we didn't get the spot, man. But we got a lot of exposure for it, for doing that. You know what I'm saying? So it was a good experience.
Mm-hmm. If at first you don't succeed, try again, and now look at you.
Right.
You got Let's Get It Cracking going viral. Everybody's going nuts right now. 414 numbers all day up in here. We start
with
414-807 number here. And it's Jason Kelly on 30JK on the air, and so are you. Who am I speaking to, please? You're on the air? Can you hear me? Call back. I can't hear you. Okay. Let's try another one. 414-949 number. Jason Kelly on 30JK. You're on the air, and so are you. Who am I speaking with, please? Hello, you're on the air with Jason. There's nobody there? Hello?
Sound like nobody ain't saying nothing, huh, Jason Kelly?
They're just listening in, I think. Hey, call back,
that's
you guys. I want to hear from you. All right. Now, I got something to say about that one video that I saw just recently about that Team Stop the Violence video where you and Gwala Bands were in that video. You know,
right.
You know, you getting jacked, you know, saying, you know, give me all your money. Yeah, you Big Mike from all that social media and stuff, man, and all that. Tell me how that came to be.
Man, it's just, you know, I just pay attention to the news, man, and the reason why I did that video because a lot of armed robberies going on worldwide, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do YouTube, I do the skits, and I just wanted to put out a positive message. So I teamed up with Gwala, and we just made it happen, man. With the video, I just wanted to show how real it can be, you know what I'm saying? It's entertaining, but at the end of the day, it's still giving out a positive message, you know what I'm saying? If everybody listening right now, go on YouTube, search Big Mike It's Big Mike Time, Armed Robbery, to see the skit. And it's just pretty much showing how I got killed, you know what I'm saying, for $2 and some Adidas. And now he in jail for the rest of his life. And real talk, man, all around the world, man, people be doing dumb stuff, you know what I'm saying, killing people for nonsense, you know what I'm saying, over crazy stuff, and it shouldn't happen at all, you know what I'm saying. So I just wanted to, you know, make that video to show, you know what I'm saying, it's real out here. Team Stop the Violence.
Yeah. Now, Team Stop the Violence, when did you first start that group?
I started that group back in 2011 when my uncle got killed. My grandma, she pretty much motivated me to start that because my uncle was killed by a police officer in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So my grandma knew I was doing all type of events and stuff like that in the city, and I had a big, you know, team fan crowd. So my grandma wanted me to do something about it to get the people's attention. So I created Team Stop the Violence, and I did all I can to pretty much get the word out for my uncle's death. And we was out here rallying, just doing all different types of things in the city to get, you know, the right people's attention. So that's how Team Stop the Violence got started, because my uncle got killed by a police officer.
Oh, wow. That is really hurtful right there. Now, for those of you that don't live in Milwaukee, where is your studio located?
You said where is what?
Where is your studio located?
Well, right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm working with my homeboy Doc Holiday and also my pops Cool Water Beats. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm not sure if the exact location, because I know that was moving studios. But if you're on Facebook and you're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you're looking for some producers, hit up Doc Holiday and also hit up Cool Water Beats. All you got to do is search Doc Holiday on Facebook and also search Cool Water Beats on Facebook, and I guarantee you they're going to get y'all right.
Okay. Oh, awesome, awesome. How long have you been writing raps and doing your thing and producing and all that kind of stuff?
Well, people don't really know this, but I've been writing raps since I was like 15, 14 years old. I was doing like different PSAs for my school, Benson High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know, just doing different things for the school. I just started back, you know, doing a rapper thing as a project, you know what I'm saying, because of my YouTube fan base with over 3 million views worldwide. I just wanted to see where it go, and I'm on a radio interview with you, so, it's, you know, it's doing real good, man. I'm getting a lot of people attention worldwide, so it's doing real good, but people don't know this, man. Let's Get It Crackin' was one of the first songs I wrote, like, back when I was, like, 15 years old, so
really?
I decided to put it out, this year because I had a dream about it, man. I feel like God was giving me some type of vision or something. So I hit up my guy, Doc Hade, and I hit up my pops who made the beat, Cool Water Beats, Track Fiends.
Right.
He redid the beat. And I hit up Doc Hade, got it mixed and mastered, radio ready. And a week later, it was on the radio.
Cool, cool. If you want to be on the radio and you want to call us, please turn down the volume on your phone or whatever, you know, so that we can hear you. We're going to try again with these two numbers here, 807-414 area code. This is 30JK. You're on the air with Big Mike.
What's up, Big Mike?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Man, I just zoned in, tuned in, see what's up.
Man, that's what's up, man. For real.
You 100%. You know, I might not show it, but you know, I'll be looking into everything you do.
Man, that's love, man. For real, man. I definitely really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for love. For love, you know.
For sure,
gotta
man.
Show support.
For sure, man. That's love, man. Make sure you write me on Facebook, man. I got something for you, man. Just to even calling in, you know what I'm saying? Like, showing that you support everything that's going on, man. I really do appreciate that because it's kind of hard to find support in your hometown, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate it.
Hey,
if
you got a question for Big Mike while I have you on?
No, all I really want to say is that just keep your head up, bro.
Man, for sure.
The haters ain't about nothing. You know, you got a lot of love in Milwaukee, and we like to see you doing good.
Man, for sure, man. I really appreciate it.
And we appreciate Team Stop the Violence. You know, you need to get that back up and going because it's a lot of crazy stuff going on in Milwaukee.
Right, right. Definitely, man. I really appreciate it. Make sure you write me on Facebook, man, for real.
All right, bro.
For sure, for sure.
All right. Thank you for calling, okay?
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Now let's get back to that other 414 number. 414-949 number right here on 30JK. Jason Kelly on the air, and so are you. Who am I speaking to, please? Hello, you're on the air. This is Jason Kelly. Hello? Hello? All right, call back 949. Okay, back to you, Mike. And for those of you that don't know, I used to co-host on this radio show called the Saturday Afternoon Boogie Bang, and that was with Barry Johnson, Craig McNeil, and thousands of characters, man. 91.7 WMSC. Much love to Tom Crawford. Hey. Mm-hmm. And, I think we see that 807 number again. Let me see who this is again. Jason Kelly on 30JK. Who am I speaking with, please?
No, I was just calling back because I wanted to still hear the radio show, but it hung me up after I talked to y'all.
Oh, okay. You still want to listen to it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, like I just said, for those of you that don't know me, I used to volunteer at WMSA, hold it down almost every Saturday with Craig McNeil, Barry Johnson, and the Saturday Afternoon Boogie Bang. Now, I've heard of you because of the fact that you were in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That's where I know you from. I had read about you, and you were definitely putting it down when it came to doing positive things.
Right.
And the fact that you're blowing up now as you are, man, you really deserve to be commended, Mike.
Man, I really appreciate it, man, for real. Like, this, y'all just don't know how much this means to me, man, for real.
Anybody you want to give a shout-out to while you're still on the air?
Like, definitely, man, I want to give a shout-out to my mama. Mama, I love you. My dad, you know what I'm saying, Cool Water Beats, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's coming on my status, man. Right now I'm actually on the phone, so I can't look at my phone, you know what I'm saying, to personally shout people out. So, you know what I'm saying, I want to thank everybody who commented my status for a shout-out. Shout-out to y'all, man, for real, for real. Shout-out to Justin Kelly, Dirty JK, man. Shout-out to DJ Craig McNeil. Shout-out to Too Much Talent for shooting my official music video. Shout out to D-Rock for being in the video. Shout out to V100GA for playing my song on V100.7. Shout out to Living Mouth from 103.7. Hit me up, ask for my song. Man, shout out to everybody that's helping the Cracking Movement go far, man. I really appreciate y'all because we getting it cracking 2015, for real, for real.
Oh, my gosh. You just won't believe it. Now, when I hear the name Big Mike, I usually think of the Ghetto Boys from Houston, Texas. That's why
right.
I hear that name. And everybody never knew that there was a Big Mike in Milwaukee until Let's Get It Crackin' came along.
Right, definitely, man, definitely. I think people knew it was a Big Mike, but I think a lot of people didn't know, like, Big Mike rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had some people who went to high school with me and stuff like that who knew what I do and who grew up in the hood with me and everything. But I think a lot of people were shocked that I actually make music because the people used to me with Teen and Sons of Violence and people used to me, you know what I'm saying, throwing different type of big events in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So when I came out with this project and it's blowing up the way it is, over 11,000 views since last night, man, I think a lot of people, like, shocked, like, dang, this boy Big Mike rap, and he's getting all these views, and he's on the V100.7. It's, like, shocking to a lot of people.
And don't forget Kiss FM.
Kiss FM and also 30 JK, man. I really appreciate it.
Yep. You know it. I promised you a spot on my show, and now here you are.
Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate it, man, for real.
Ooh, 937 is calling, and let's see who this is right now. Jason Kelly on 30JK on the air, and so are you. Oh, they dropped on me. Yikes. Woo. Man.
They nervous, man.
Man, they dropped on me. Call back 937. Jason Kelly with Big Mike. Let's get it cracking. Hey, let's get it cracking. Juke, your boy. Even I am singing this song. It's so catchy.
Man, that's what's up, man, for
how
real.
How do you come up with all this catchy stuff, man? I mean, it's like viral, man. Once it's out there.
Man, I was little, man. I just went to my pops, Cool Water Beats. Was like, man, if I can remember correctly, I think I was in high school and I was in drumline. We used to be like, let's get it cracking, hey, let's get it cracking, just to get, like, you know, get stuff hype when we bored. So I'm going to make a song about that, you know what I'm saying? So I went to my producer, Cool Water Beats, which is my pops, and he made the beat, and we just took off from there. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's funny that you said you know what I'm saying, you listen to the song and it's stuck on you, because on Vine, man, like, I'm on Vine now, and so many people around the world are making, like, different videos off my song. It's a lot of older people, Asian people, African people, you know what I'm saying, black, white, like, everybody just showing love, like, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
Yeah, from young to old, you know what I'm saying, making their own video, singing Let's Get It Cracking, or doing something silly off the song or something, showing some type of love, some type of support. Like, it's just a blessing, man. I thank God for everything.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, I want to know this. Where did you film that vid? Where did you film that music video officially?
Well, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at this school called La Fuente, I believe it's called. It's out next to it, the Boys and Girls Club on 9th and Ring. We shot it there. The lady was kind enough to let us come shoot the video there. And she also let us shoot it two times. So it was just two shoots I had. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't just one shoot. It was two shoots. And I promoted it online. You know what I'm saying? So it was a 50% chance that people would show up, a 50% chance people won't show up. And it turned out real good. I mean, everybody showed up for two full shoots, and it was, we got it cracking, man. We made it happen, and now we had 11,000 views.
And who played the guy with the ruler, man?
Oh, that's D-Rock. He's a famous comedian in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's very funny. Somebody I looked up to since I was little. You know what I'm saying? He's good at what he's doing. And when I make this video, I want to work with people I worked with before, or, you know what I'm saying, people I looked up to, and I'm glad that he was a part of it. And he's a real life comedian, man. He's very funny and very talented.
Oh, man. And at the end of that video, it's like, it was cracking while it lasted. And then you got your butt kicked almost.
man. Trying to still, like, you know what I'm saying, make it fun and get it cracking, but I still wanted to have some type of message, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to act up in school, hopefully you're going to get a whipping how old you is, no matter how old you is.
Oh, my God. What?
I don't want it to be cracking, getting it cracking, having fun. I want to, you know what I'm saying, show, like, man, you can see, hey, no matter how old you is, high school, now you're going to get your butt whipped.
Oh, man, it's like the end of that movie House Party, where the kid sneaks up in the bed, right? And then before you know it, there go Pops right there with the
right
in hand. Snap! Your ass is
yep.
mine.
Yep. No matter how old you was, you still got a weapon.
I done worked. Ow! I done worked too damn long. Let you follow me like your damn mind, you know?
Right.
All night. For real.
Right.
For real.
For real, man.
Oh, man. 347-857-2310. We got about 7 minutes left in this interview. Big Mike, man, you are the man. Everybody wants you. Everybody's listening to you. Everybody's hearing you. I'm almost running out of questions here. I mean, I'm here talking to one of my favorite people from the Bruce City. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's party time up in here. 949 area, 949-414. Let's see if we can get them on right now. Jason Kelly on 30JK,
okay.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, sorry about last time. That was me the last time. I didn't know that I was getting called or, like, you know, called in or whatever. But, Big Mike, you know, I mean, there's so much love here in Milwaukee for you. I just want to say congratulations on all the successes you've had thus far. And I wish nothing but the best for you. I mean, you've done so much with the youth in this city, and I just want to see you do so much more as you grow into your career and have multiple of successes in your life, and you're awesome. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, man. Like I said before to the last caller, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to even, you know what I'm saying, chime into the radio station to listen, to even get feedback, you know. I'd be nervous to do that, but, man, so many kind words you just said, and I really, really appreciate it. Like, from the bottom of my heart, and trust me, I'm going to get on it. I'm going to do a lot to, you know what I'm saying, put on for the city, and I'm going to look out for everybody. Like, for real, like my whole goal at the end of all this to be able to start the Vibe Community Center, you know what I'm saying, to take revenue to be able to do stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying, I want to get justice for my little brother who was killed by, who was killed due to gun violence. I want to get justice for, you know what I'm saying, my uncle who was killed by police officers. Like, it's a reason why I do everything, and some people understand it, some people don't. But from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you calling in.
No problem, no problem. Good luck, Big Mike. And, you know, seriously, whenever you're ready to, like, you know, do some groundwork with the youth activism, I'm here. And I'm ready to get started with making some real change in the community. I mean, I think that's the most important thing ever. So, yeah, I'm glad to see that you're still trying to do that. And, you know, best of luck.
For sure, man. Just please just write me on my Facebook right away, because I definitely want to do that with you.
No problem, no problem. I'm the one who just shared like 1,000 times that you're on the radio, so you'll
really?
Know what to do.
Man, really, trust me, I'm gonna show love to everybody who comment on the status, who share. It's just right now I'm actually on the phone sucker, so I can't even look to see who's, you know.
Yeah, no problem. No. Good luck though. You guys have a nice day.
Man, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you for calling, okay? Come back soon. All right. Man, Mike, let me tell you something, man. You have been a blast to talk to, man, and we need to get together. When you come into Texas, dude?
Man, hopefully I come to Texas soon, man. You know, my son was born in Texas, and last time I was there, I didn't want to leave. I was crying like a baby. It's so fun in Texas. I met some cool, nice people. It was just a blast, to be honest.
Why did you leave?
You know, I still work in Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? I got my household in Milwaukee. You know, I was actually going there to be a part of my son's birthday. That was back in, like, 2012, you know what I'm saying? But, man, it was an amazing experience. That's the first place I've actually been to in a long time, since I was little, leaving out of town from Milwaukee. So, man, I had a ball in Texas. I met some cool people, man.
Well, listen, Mike, it is a pleasure, a privilege, and an honor to have spoken to you, man. I hope to hear from you real soon, okay?
For sure, man, for sure. And also, too, man, just send me, you know what I'm saying, the files for this, man, too, so I can share this for the people who didn't get to listen. And I appreciate you, man, for having me on your show from the bottom of my heart.
All right, man. Hey, love you, man. Keep it up. Keep up the great work, all right?
Man, for sure, let's get it cracking, man, worldwide.
Hey, let's get it cracking. Let's get it cracking. Hey, let's get it cracking.
For sure, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that's it for 30JK today. Man, thank you again to Big Mike, Michael Hagler III. Check out Big Mike on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and all the others, because he's everywhere, just like yours truly is everywhere with Twitter, Blog Talk, and Facebook, and all that good stuff, man. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what true blue devils always do. Hey, I'll see you next time for another edition of 30JK. Till then, this is Jason Kelly saying, peace out, much love, and remember, it's a JK thing, sissy. We gone. Let's get it cracking, let's get it cracking. Let's get it cracking, let's get it cracking. Let's get it cracking, let's get it cracking. Run a party, boy, you check it. I don't say I run it, but I do keep it cracking. B-I-G-M-I-K-E, that boy be swagging. Yeah. Party hit the ground, booty bossing, I'm grabbing. Yeah. Let's get it cracking. Yeah, I'm on the flow. I got money, I know you want more. I like the way she moves, I like the way she go. Now drop it, give me 50 like that boy my job. Let's get it cracking. Yeah.
She dropping the booty out bouncing. Now watch me hop behind it. I hope she not stop like that. She acts a fool. She acts a fool.